Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A vigil for the 10th homicide victim of 2024 and a shooting makes the 11th all in one weekend, Roxanne Stewart reports.
A celebration of the life by family and friends of Deidre L. Simmons, killed following a domestic attack on Friday in the 1300 block of Southwest Western Avenue. Demetrius Gadson was arrested and jailed as her attacker. Saturday, officers responded to the 2900 block of Southwest Topeka Boulevard to find Aaron Cooper of Lawrence with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A GoFundMe page has been set up for Deidre Simmons. Topeka police are investigating Aaron Cooper's shooting.
Then those lovable pups are returning for the second year in a row. Paw Patrol will take over the Stormont Vail Event Center in Topeka. The Paw Patrol Live will bring its Heroes Unite show on December 7th and 8th, according to event organizers. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Tackle tasks on your property with a new compact utility tractor from Prairieland Partners. During their summer sales event, enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. Get the tractor you need now with low monthly payments and without the burden of high interest rates. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairieland Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Many U.S. stocks regaining losses following last week's global CrowdStrike computer issue. Airlines took the biggest hit in that outage. Delta, feeling it on Wall Street, its stock lost 3.5%. CrowdStrike blaming a faulty computer update sent to Windows computers. Its stock down more than 8% Monday morning after an 11% drop on Friday. Big tech stocks appear to be the biggest winners. Google parent Alphabet and Tesla will report profits Tuesday. China's ruling Communist Party releasing a 50-page roadmap addressing its struggling economy and cutting interest rates to help property owners. Wall Street has its eye on politics. Bank stocks up on predictions they would see less regulations if Republicans win this fall. But President Biden's announcement he's out of the race did not seem to affect the market. One analyst saying investors thought Mr. Biden's leaving was only a matter of when, not if. Andy Field, ABC News.
Covering Kansas and Nebraska, this is Q106.7 News with Natalie Hadley.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. In August, the Kansas State Board of Education plans to finalize perimeters of a 30-member task force that would be formed to develop policy recommendations on non-academic use of cellular telephones by pre-kindergarten through 12th grade students while at school. In public and private districts across the United States, officials are limiting or banning smartphones in classrooms to minimize distractions from academic obligations and to lower stress and anxiety among students. Some schools forbid students from accessing phones throughout the day, while others deprive students of devices during their class time. State Board of Education Chair Melanie Haas of Overland Park said it's going to take a concerted effort to address the amount of time Kansas children spend on their own devices during instructional time. She said as parents and elected officials, they need to help children use technology and social media in safer, more beneficial ways. Randy Watson, the State Commissioner of Education, was given the job of forming a task force that included at least two state school board members, students, classroom teachers, administrators, and other education representatives, and he suggested the co-chairs be a student and a principal. Watson anticipated the State Board of Education would ask the task force to provide a framework for state policy or guidance for school districts to address the issue, and state board members plan to determine at their August meeting boundaries for the task force. The report would be due in late 2024. Watson said he would like the task force to present their recommendations to the board by November, no later than December. And in addition to addressing how Kansas's children are using their digital devices for non-academic purposes while they're in the classroom, They also need to take a hard look at the impact social media is having on children's mental health. The Kansas State Treasurer's Office said a resident was the victim of a scam by a government imposter. The office said the scammer contacted the victim by phone call and claimed to be a representative of the Kansas State Treasurer's Office. The victim was told that he had recently won a sizable amount of money from the lottery. The scammer then informed the victim that collecting his lottery winnings would require a payment. The victim was directed to wire funds and load money onto a gift card. And once the payment was received, the scammer indicated the state treasurer would visit his home to present the winnings. State Treasurer Stephen Johnson said imposter scams are a rising trend in Kansas, and Kansans should be aware that the state treasurer's office is not involved in the delivery of lottery winnings. In Ellis County, Fairground Road, west of the U.S. 183 bypass, will be closed to traffic starting Monday, July 22nd through Monday, August 5th. The closure is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's project to reconstruct the U.S. 183 bypass and I-70 interchange at exit 157 near Hayes. No detour will be in effect during the closure, and access to the Ellis County Fairgrounds and RPM Speedway will be available from the west side of the property via the county road. Intersys access will also remain open at its south entrance. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6135. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
As farmers gear up to harvest the crops we all depend on, Norton County Hospital and Clinics reminds you to harvest safe and drive smart. As you hit the roads, be patient and stay alert around farm vehicles. Expect slow-moving equipment with limited visibility. Keep a safe distance, wait for them to pull over, and never pass in no-passing zones. Farmers, ensure you're visible and aware of your surroundings. Let's share the road and ensure a safe harvest for all.
Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that begin November 15, 2023. These counties include locally Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, Trigo, and Norton, along with other counties. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, said the Small Business Administration eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster only, not on any actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance, and agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for Small Business Association disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants may apply online and receive additional disaster assistance information at sba.gov/disaster. The deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. Two people were injured in an accident just after 10 a.m. on Monday in Norton County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe, driven by Shane Marie Francisco, 41, of Denver, Colorado, was parked on the westbound shoulder of Kansas 383, 5.5 miles west of U.S. 36, to use the phone. A 2000 Freightliner semi driven by Jose Salas Gonzalez, 68, of Holcomb, was also westbound and entered the left lane to pass the Hyundai. As the semi attempted to pass, the SUV re-entered the roadway and tried to pull into a private drive on the opposite side of the highway, causing the semi to strike the SUV. EMS transported Francisco and Gonzalez to the Norton County Hospital, and both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2003 Buick LeSabre, driven by Larry A. Dick, 62 of Norcator, was westbound on U.S. 36 at the Kansas 383 junction just before noon on Monday in Norton County. The car left the road to the left, traveled into the ditch, crossed the intersection of Kansas 383, and struck the rear axle of a 2015 Freightliner semi's trailer that was stopped northbound at the stop sign of the intersection. EMS transported Larry Dick to the Norton County Hospital, and the semi driver, Sean W. Lupkes, 53 of Minden, Nebraska, was not injured. Both of the drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. In Ellis County, Fairground Road, west of the U.S. 183 bypass, will be closed to traffic starting Monday, July 22nd through Monday, August 5th. The closure is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's project to reconstruct the U.S. 183 bypass and I-70 interchange at exit 157 near Hayes. No detour will be in effect during the closure. Access to the Ellis County Fairgrounds and RPM Speedway will be available from the west side of the property via the county roads, and Intersys access will also remain open at its south entrance. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Engineer Mitchell Johnson at 785-261-6135. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. U.S. farmers are on track to once again be the world's number one source of corn. Last year, Brazil surpassed the U.S. in total corn exports. Joanna Colucci from the University of Illinois says this is because the Chinese government open its market to the South American nation.
Brazilian corn exports are projected to fall because of weaker demand from China this year and also higher competition with the United States and Argentina. After a very poor 2023 harvest under a third consecutive La Nina, maybe you remember that, Argentina farmers have seen better results in the current crop season.
All this combined with weaker demand from China and increased competition from the United States and Argentina has set farmers in this nation on the path to regaining the number one corn exporting nation title. However, one of the two South American nations will remain China's primary source of imported corn. Argentina is exporting corn to China for the first time in 15 years. And the National FFA organization announced the 16 finalists for its top achievement awards for 2024, American Star Farmer, American Star in Agribusiness, American Star in Agricultural Placement, and American Star in Agriscience. The American Star Awards represent the best among thousands of American FFA degree recipients. The award recognizes FFA members who have deployed and developed outstanding ag skills and competencies by completing a supervised agricultural experience program, a required activity in FFA, as SAE allows members to learn by doing. This is the Kansas.
Neither you nor your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbo fan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make these fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Supply. Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, some high-level clouds have spread into the northwestern part of the state. We're also seeing some showers and a few thunderstorms that are still ongoing in south central Nebraska, making their way across the state line. And that will be where we see some precipitation today, primarily in northern Kansas. That is due to a weak trough of low pressure that's passing on through. That trough is going to inch its way further to the east tomorrow. We could see a slight chance of rain across east central Kansas on Tuesday. But once we get into the afternoon, high pressure in the western part of the country begins expanding our direction, and that will bring a big warm-up with dry weather expected through most of the week. In northwestern Kansas today, a slight chance of a thunderstorm here this afternoon, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour with a high temperature in the low 80s. Scattered thunderstorms this evening are low dipping into the upper 50s, then mostly sunny and warmer on Tuesday with a high around 88. Wednesday's high warms out of the mid-90s. In north-central Kansas, a chance of scattered thunderstorms here this afternoon with that trough pushing on through, or high in the mid-80s. A slight chance of rain this evening, our low 65. Sunny and dry in north-central Kansas on Tuesday with a high near 90. In northeastern Kansas, mostly sunny today, or high temperature in the mid-80s. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Our low falls into the mid-60s. Then a slight chance of rain, hot and humid on Tuesday with a high in the upper 80s. Sunny and low 90s in northeast Kansas on Wednesday. Southwestern Kansas, scattered thunderstorms here this afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s. Off and on thunderstorms this evening are overnight low 58. Sunny and heating up a little more on a Tuesday with a high in the upper 80s. South central Kansas, sunny with today's high in the upper 80s. Partly cloudy, 65 tonight. And in southeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid-80s today. Clear in mid-60s tonight. Slightly warmer on Tuesday with a high in the upper 80s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it. But I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals have won 55 of their first 100 games for the third time in the last 40 years. The other two times, 1985 and 2015, they won the World Series. As they swept the White Sox over the weekend, winning 7-1 on Friday night, 6-1 on Saturday night, and 4-1 on Sunday afternoon, as the starting pitchers went a combined 23 innings, giving up 12 hits, one run with 20 strikeouts. As Seth Lugo had a complete game win yesterday to close it out, giving up just three hits and a run on six strikeouts. After the game yesterday, Bobby Witt Jr. talked about Seth Lugo's performance.
Awesome. It's incredible to see him do what he does, and the surgeon up there dissecting hitters, like I like to call him. But yeah, it's just I had a weird feeling before this game. I even told Frazier, I'm like, this might be a good start. I got a feeling. But yeah, it was great to see him do what he does, and that's just what he does. The homework he puts in, both on and off the field, and just how he reads hitters and everything. It's so much fun just to play defense behind that, and then just him competing up there and just getting the job done.
The Royals welcome in the Diamondbacks for three, starting tonight at 7:10 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Times of transition, whether from a sad event or a joyful one, can leave us feeling adrift. Social connections are an important part of a healthy life. Being isolated and lonely can be harmful to your health. It can lead to high blood pressure, a greater risk of heart disease, and early onset dementia. So it's important to build and maintain connections to people, not just in your family, but others whose relationships bring meaning to your life. Trying a new hobby, volunteering, exercising, even using your phone or other device to stay in touch with others. All these can be great ways to keep up your social connections and your physical and mental well-being. Visit connecttoeffect.org to see if you're at risk of social isolation and find ways to get connected. Presented by AARP Foundation with support from United Healthcare.